Well, we're here. After months of public debate, lawmakers will gavel in tomorrow in Juneau to begin fashioning a solution to the state's budget crisis. With oil dipping ominously below $30 a barrel, Alaska faces a deficit of at least $3.5 billion, or two-thirds the general fund budget. Governor Bill Walker says the state must change how it does business. He argues it's time for Alaska to tap its enormous savings accounts. As APRN's Rachel Waldholtz explains, the governor's plan would fundamentally reshape the state's relationship with oil.
Walker says Alaska always knew this day was coming.
Everybody knew we would get here at some point.
Here being the day when crude doesn't cover our costs. For decades, Alaska's budget has followed the rise and fall of oil. Big budgets in boom years, big cuts during the inevitable bust. But with oil production declining, Walker argues Alaska faces a new reality. Even if the price recovers, it's not clear that revenue will. And with oil down, earnings on the state's savings are now Alaska's single largest source of income. Last year, lawmakers pieced together a budget by cutting infrastructure projects and dipping into savings, but Walker says that's not sustainable.
We're sort of burning our roof rafters to stay warm. You can only do that for so long, and pretty soon you run out of roof rafters.
So the governor has put forward a proposal that he hopes will get Alaska off the oil price roller coaster. Attorney General Craig Richards was tasked with building the plan. He compares the current system to a dysfunctional household.
It's like if you have a husband and a wife, and one of them was a gambler for a living, and one of them had a steady job. What we've been doing as a state of Alaska is we have been living day to day on the gambler's salary, and we have been saving the steady state income salary.
In other words, the state has been funding basic operations, everything from education to snowplows, off unpredictable oil taxes. Meanwhile, the relatively steady earnings from the state's $50 billion permanent fund have remained off limits. About half the fund's earnings are saved, while the other half is paid out in dividends. Walker and Richards want to turn the current model on its head. They'd use the fund earnings to pay for government while setting aside some oil revenue for dividends.
Why this is a game changer is that it takes oil price volatility out of our state budget and our economy, and it puts it into our savings account.
The plan would dump most of the state's oil taxes and royalties into the permanent fund. It would also pull about $3 billion from the Constitutional Budget Reserve, the state's rainy day fund. Oil prices could go up, they could go down, but the fund would serve as a cushion and act as a kind of endowment, generating a steady income for the state. Call it Alaska's retirement account. We've been setting aside a portion of our paycheck for 40 years. Now that paycheck isn't coming anymore, Richard says, and it's time to switch gears and start living off the savings.
To me, the question has never been, are we one day going to spend the permanent fund to support state government? It's, is today the right time?
The administration's answer is an emphatic yes. The catch, of course, if the permanent fund earnings are used for state government, they can't be used for the PFD. Instead, the plan would devote half the state's royalties to a separate fund to pay dividends. That would cut the PFD in half next year to about $1,000. It's not far off the historical average, but if oil production continues to decline, then the dividend would drop with it. Richards and Walker argue that if the state keeps burning through its savings, there won't be anything left for dividends anyway.
So if we do nothing, the dividend disappears in 5 years.
Bottom line, Richard says, he sees no way to solve the budget crisis without tapping the permanent fund, whether it's the governor's plan or something else. Say, for instance, lawmakers cut $1 billion from the budget, a huge lift. Add in an aggressive income tax, which might raise $500 million. A major sales tax could bring in another $500 million, he says.
Any one of those things would be a major accomplishment. So the idea that you could do all of them is pretty out there. And it only gets you more than, you know, slightly more than halfway to the solution.
Of course, the governor's plan isn't a full solution either. The administration estimates that replumbing the permanent fund could generate about $3.3 billion a year, while still maintaining and inflation-proofing the fund's principal. That still leaves a $1 billion hole. To close the gap, the administration is proposing a slew of new taxes, including the first income tax since 1980. The governor's plan would also raise about $500 million from the oil industry, and it would cut about $100 million from state agencies. That's a tall order anytime, and this is an election year. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.